A story that would seem fiction, if not for ample evidence, had its climax here. A Scottish aristocrat, Sir Alexander Cumming, landed in Charleston in December 1729. He swindled a number of residents and headed for the frontier at a time of increasing tension between British settlers and the Cherokees. He worked his way from the lower to the upper Cherokee towns, convincing village chiefs to obey King George II, and him as the king's supposed delegate. He had them gather here at Niquassee. Cumming somehow convinced them to elevate a man named Moytoy to emperor, a role that had never existed, who would answer to Cumming and hence the king. On Friday, April 3, 1730, there was singing, dancing, feasting, making of speeches, the creation of Moytoy emperor, with the unanimous consent of all the headmen assembled from the different towns of the nation, a declaration of their resigning their crown, eagles' tails, scalps of their enemies, as an emblem of their all owning His Majesty King George's sovereignty over them. Furthermore, he got seven warriors to travel back to London with him, where they signed a treaty that established British sovereignty, trade relations, and settlement rights. For his efforts, Cumming got nothing, and he eventually spent 20 years in prison for the Charleston con. As part of a campaign during the French and Indian War, a force of 1,500 British regulars and native troops, plus 1,000 colonial militia, converged here on Tuesday, June 9, 1761, after separate actions. While camped for 3 days, they used the townhouse as a hospital for 53 men wounded in an ambush. They, too, destroyed the town and crops before marching north.